Regulators were brainstorming in a public workshop last winter when the idea came up. Why not make commercial and industrial facilities comply with the same no-burn standards that homeowners do? Air quality regulators held another workshop on Monday to share their rough draft of how that could be done. Joel Karmazin works on the state's master plan for controlling PM2.5 pollution in the seven counties that are prone to winter smog.
We got very good comments from this stakeholder meeting. Very good suggestions that we're going to go and look at, modify the proposal.
Karmazin says fireplaces in restaurants, stoves and wood shops, and other non-food businesses may be contributing to winter pollution. Preliminary research suggests that smoke can be blamed for 5% of the problem during high pollution episodes. But before the Utah Air Quality Board decides whether restrictions might be in order, there's still more work that needs to be done. Megan Niederheiser is a manager of air sciences for Environ International Corporation.
There's not really a baseline, so how can we say what are the benefits, what are the costs, what are the impacts if there is no actual current inventory and if we aren't necessarily identifying all the sources?
Niederheiser used to work in California, where she's seen similar burning curbs in action. Jim Nielsen is a Republican representative from Bountiful who sponsored a wood-burning bill in the last legislative session.
I'm just glad to see that the state is continuing to look for what we all call low-hanging fruit, the small things, relatively painless things we can do that make the most difference. We have to look for those kinds of things in every aspect of our air quality inventory.
Nielsen wants regulators to make sure affected businesses, lawmakers, and the public are well informed about any new burning restrictions. Judy Fays, KUER News.